Okay, today's daf is Beitza daf Chaf Beis. Beitza Chaf Beis, and we continue on Chaf Aleph Mabeis with the Mishnah, still discussing the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel related to Inyana Yantif. We have two more blot here in the second parak before we get into Ein Sudden, which is getting back to the general topic of Ochal Nefesh, which is the beginning of the next parak. But today we have start off Chaf Aleph Mabeis with the Mishnah. Beis Shammai Omrim, Lo Yechem Adam Chamin Laraglov Ela Imkein Ru'uyim L'shtiyah. Beis Shammai says that one is not allowed to warm up water for his raglov, for his feet, unless they are Ro'i L'shtiyah. What is that saying? Beis Shammai seems to not hold, according to most we've shown him, not hold to the principle of Mitoch. You're only allowed to heat up water for Ochal Nefesh, for drinking purposes, and therefore you eating up water to wash oneself with, so that is not allowed. Chamin Laraglov is not allowed. Beis Hillel Matirin, no, it's mutter. One is allowed to heat up water for washing themselves as well on Yotif because of the principle of mitoch. Mitoch shehutra litzarech, as we had back on Daf Yud Beis, hutra nami shelo litzarech ochal nefesh. And then we have the last line of the Mishnah, which we'll see who it is going according to. Osa adam medura umischamin kenegda. A person can make a medura, can make a big fire on Yotif and get warmed from the heat of the fire. Is that also only Beis Hillel or is that even Beis Shammai? We will see. Ask Tosfos right here. Lo Yecham, bottom Tosfos. Yim Tomar. Me'ezetam sharu Beis Shammai. V'yafilu ruyin l'shtiya, les lu mitoch. Why does Beis Shammai matir if he doesn't hold of mitoch? So why would he allow you to warm up water if it's royal l'shtiya? Why is that good enough? V'yesh lomar demayri kagon sheshose umarbe l'erchos raglav. He's drinking anyway, and he's marbe in the heating up of his drinking, in order to then use for it to be marbe baraglav. V'hachi yisibed yirushalmi, that's what Beis Shammai is talking about, that he's drinking anyway. And Beis Hillel, though, is matir, obviously, even if one is not drinking. But then Tosfos has an important line, and this is a major machlokas rishonim. Tosfos says here, Beis Hillel matirin v'dafka l'raglav. Even Beis Hillel, who matirs, who says that mitoch is, well, we hold a mitoch, that's only l'raglav, because that's what everybody does. Everybody washes their hands and their feet. At least in the days of old. Some say Bizman has said maybe it shouldn't be because we don't wash our feet. We don't go barefoot. But at least in those days, Dafka L'Raglav, Aval L'Chol Gufo, Mode Da Asur. But washing, heating up water, says Tosfos, even according to Beis Hillel, for one's whole body? No, that for sure is Asur, even according to Beis Hillel. De Davar Hashave L'Chol Nefesh Be'inan. Davar, something that is Shave L'Chol Nefesh, is something that is a Kamin Hana'a, a pleasure that is acceptable and known to all. V'ze'ino Roya L'Bnei Adam Mu'unagin. But that's not Roy. Washing one's whole body is only Roy for Mu'unagin, for certain people. But Yadav Araglav, everybody washes their hands and feet. But washing the rest of their body, that is not what's called Shave L'Chol Nefesh, and therefore one would not be allowed to do it on Yantif. So it sounds like, Beis Hillel, Tosfos sounds like that according to Beis Hillel, there's even a limit on a D'Oraisa level. That's what it sounds like from Tosfos, and that's what it sounds like from the Rashba. The Rashba adds on to Tosfos here, and also says that it is Beis Hillel is limited. Lav L'Memra, says the Rashba. It doesn't mean that if they were ra'ui, first he talks about Beis Shammai Shita, if it was ra'ui, then Beis Shammai would be matir. No, it means elim kein ra'uyin l'shtiyah v'shucham l'shtiyah. Right, first he says, don't misunderstand the Mishnah. Even though the Mishnah sounds like it has to be ra'ui, it's not only ra'ui, it has to be for drinking purposes. But then the Rashba, not here, but elsewhere, discusses this Mishnah. This Mishnah is discussed here, and you see Shabbos, Lamates, Mabez, that's where the Rishonim discussed it. Ba'al Tosfos limit Beis Hillel in a major way. If you look in the Rambam, if you look in the Ramban, they say no, they do not limit it. Maybe on a Drabana level, it would be limited, but not on a D'Oraisa level. Rishonim also have the following limitation in Beis Hillel. Even Beis Hillel, who says that you're allowed to warm it up to wash one's whole body, that doesn't mean all at once. That's only what's called Aver. That's what would be allowed, but not warmed up all at once to wash one's whole body. And this is one of the major sources. We're not going to paskin lemaisa right now. One of the major sources in the Rishonim here in terms of showering on Yontif, right? Showering on Shabbos is obviously aser. Can't warm up water on Shabbos, and even water that was hucham before Shabbos is a gzeira. Mr. Burr quotes a minhag hakadmonim going back to ready to the days of the Gemara and expanded upon in the 1500 years since the Gemara, that we don't bathe in baths on on Shabbos. What about Yontif? What about Yontif? So that is a different story. Yontif is a different story, and that is the discussion in the Shulchan Aruch. Simin, Taf, Kuf, Yud, Aleph. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Mutter, Lahachim, B'Yontif, Mayim, Lirchot, Yadav. Shulchan Aruch says it's mutter to warm on Yontif water to wash one's hands. Avalo kol gufo, but not kol gufo. One cannot warm up water. Yontif in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah explains, means pun of Yontif Aragla. It means everything that is shava l'chol nefesh, but not anything more than that. Avalo kol gufo, right? Quoting Tosfos, afilu in arochtu b'masachas. Even if you're not going to wash all at once. Aval as the Rama Mutter Lurchot Tino Pemam Shokma de Yisrael Beyantif, right, to washing a child. Aval Asal Chamim Lutzarko Afilo Ide Enu Yehudi Vechulu. Aval Bemayim continues the Shulchan Aruch Shehuchmu Be Erev Yantif, but if it was water that was heated up on Erev Yantif, Mutter Lurchot Kalgufo Afilo Keechad. Miudafka Chutzla Merchat, Aval Merchat Asur, Vyesh Ostrim Bechol Inyan as the Rama Vechay Noagin. So again, this is not getting into the actual details right now, but this is one of the important sources. The Mishnah Berurah writes there in Sivkata Yudches on the Ramah that says all cases are usher. The Sfira Leidin Chilik Min Shabbos LeYantif VaAsru Rechitza BeYantif Kamo BeShabbos. This day of the Ramah is the Asr Rechitza VaDafka Kol Gufo KeEchad Aval Aver LeKuli Al Mutar Lerchot. Only one's whole body, but limb by limb, sticking one arm in the shower and then another arm in the shower and then one leg in the shower, part by part. There is more wiggle room. VaAfilu LeHishtatif VaOsan Chamin. And he continues, but this is an important issue. And again, there is more flexibility on Yontif, obviously, than it comes to Shabbos. The Minog might not be applicable to Yontif, and that's why there's a little more wiggle room, even though any heter would be limited in terms of how hot is the water, and what about getting your hair wet, and what about Aver, and what type of Sorech is it. So those are all, and just to add one other point, that Bizman Hazeh, what Tosfos says would work in our favor. Tosfos says that Beis Hillel is limited because it's only Shavah L'chol Nefesh to wash one's hands and feet, but not to wash Kol Gufo. Bizman Hazeh, it is, obviously, everybody takes showers. And the level of hygiene today is very different than it was in the days of the Mishnah and in the Gemara, and therefore maybe that's called Shavah L'chol Nefesh. So this is a big sugya. Feel free to ask one's local posek in terms of any heterim. Okay, says the Gemara. Iboy Luhu. Hai Medura Man Ktanila. The last line of the Mishnah that says you can make a Medura and get warmed by it. Who is that going according to? Divrei Hakol. He is going even according to Beis Shammai. Vishani Luhu the Beis Shammai Bein Hanos Kol Gufo Lanos Ever Echad. And does even Beis Shammai make a difference between Hano of one's whole body? If my whole body gets warmed, so that I'm allowed to do. Versus Hanos Ever Echad that I'm not allowed to do. Odilma Beis Hillel Ktanila. Or no, this is the last one, is a continuation of Beis Hillel. Avol Beis Shammai Lo Shani Luhu. But Beis Shammai doesn't make any differences. So Tashma Beis Shammai Omrim Lo Yasa Adam Medura V'Yischamim Kenegdo Beis Hillel Matirin. So you see, it's a continuation of Beis Hillel Shito, because Beis Shammai would answer that too. Okay, next Mishnah. Shlosha Dvarim Rabbi Gamliel Machmir Kedivrei Beis Shammai. In three halachos, Rabbi Gamliel was machmir like Beis Shammai's opinion. Number one, Eim Tomnin Asachamin Lechatchila. A person is not allowed to be matmin, to insulate chamin lechatchila, when one is preparing biyantif, when one is preparing on yantif for Shabbos. We'll see if they make an erev tafshilin or not. That's going to be a discussion in the Gemara. So if somebody is preparing from yantif to Shabbos, they are not allowed to be matmin their food. We'll have to see why this is. Shouldn't this be included in the erev tafshilin? So we will see. So, also to be mapping the chamin. The ain zokfin es ha-menorah b'yantif. And one is not allowed to put together a menorah, a candelabra on yantif. What's the issue and why would others matter it? Vein ofin pitin gritzin elarikikin. And also, Beis Shammai, and Rabbi Gamliel was machmir like Beis Shammai, says that one is not allowed to bake thick loaves on yantif, only thin loaves. Why? We'll see in a second. Let's first finish. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, me a man shall base Abba, while you often peat and greets and lerikikin. Right, all my life, I always remember the thin loaves baked on Yontif, not the thick loaves. Amru lo, manasa lebeis avicha. What should we do to your father's house? Shrei machmir in alatzman. They will machmir for themselves, u mekilu l'kol Yisrael. But they kept the chumr to themselves. They will mekil for the rest of the Jewish people. Lios ofen pitin geritzin v'chararin. They allowed thin loaves, thick loaves, v'chulu. What would be the issue of a thick loaf? So the issue seems to be tircha. You don't want to have extra tircha on Yantif. So what exactly is more tircha? If you look in the Yerushalmi, here in Halacha Vav, the Yerushalmi says that the reason Beis Shammai only allows rekikin is mitoch sha'ata miyago, because the thin loaves are harder to make. And you will only allow him to make thin loaves. Afu eino ofe elikadet sarcho. He won't bake extra. He'll only bake what he needs, because it's difficult to make these loaves. And that is the reason the Yerushalmi says that the thin loaves are more tircha, and that's why if you make him do these, only allow them to do this, he will bake less loaves. Vahainu, Shabbafiyas kikaras dakos yishribi torach. Umisham kach lo yavo lefos yosami etzorach. Explain the Mefarshim on the Yerushalmi. But thick loaves, we don't have to be so machbid, so we're worried. Bishamai asers, because you might come to make more. That's in one direction. If you look in the Meiri here, he says the exact opposite. He says the thick loaves have more torach, and therefore we're not going to allow you to make them, because we don't want you to have more tircha on yantif. So the same yisod, but a difference, lamaisa, in terms what is allowed by Beis Shammai. So that is three, a triple machlokas. Once we talk about chumras, we talk about they were machmer on themselves, but they were makeup for others, there is a very important lashon of the Rush. We discussed in the past, we've had a shiur about appropriate times to be machmir, when is it appropriate to be machmir, when is it not. Remember we had the discussion in Sukkah and around Daf Chav Ches, where some of the Tanoim were machmir to eat even snacks in the Sukkah, and the Maritz Chayas there said, but this is only because nobody knew. They weren't bringing undue attention to themselves. They weren't what's called mechzi kiyuhara. Because who knows what they're going to eat in the sukkah? Maybe they're going to stack and then they're going to eat an achilas keva. Otherwise, one always has to be worried if one is machmir in a place where no one else is machmir and one's bringing undue attention to themselves. So then, in a place, obviously we're not talking about people who are violating the halacha, where it's purely a chumra, one has to be careful. So the rush, I don't think I mentioned this, the Rosh has an important lashon in the 10th parak of Maseches Nida, in the context of Chumra de Rabbi Zeira. As we know, Rabbi Zeira's famous line of Benos Yisrael Hechmir Ol Atzman, Benos Yisrael were Machmir on themselves, Shem Rose, Tipestam Kachardol, Yoshev Esolav Shem Benakiyim. Even if a woman sees a tiny drop, a very small dot, then she still waits Shiva Nakiyam. Says the Rush. What happens if there is another source possible for this blood? The woman knows that she has a wound. Damaka, says the Rush. Avalam Haya Yadu. If you want to look it up, it's Paragyud Simin Gimel. Avalam Haya Yadua Shebaminat Studin. If you know that it came from the side, meaning it didn't come from the uterus, this blood. That's dam nidah only from the uterus. If you know it came from the cervix, you know it came from other places. When I saw them, she has a wound. Lo echmiru l'tamos damamaka. Then the chumrah does not apply. The ein lanu ela masha motzin anu bahashas. We only go by the chumras there. Im adam chashev meiron meirov an vasuso uprishuso. Ein arota lismoch al atzmo laasos maisa yidang prishuso laatzmo. Somebody, an adam chashev, wants to be machmer for themselves? Fine. Avalonitan likasiv basefer. Lahoros bo ladoras habaim. But he has no right to be machmer to the future generations. It's right in the Sefer Psak. Ki matzino harbe bahashas. Shechashu chachamim. Litakanas agunos v'ikilu ma'od. We know many times the Rabbanu were right about chashash agunos. Kol shekein shelo yore adam lahachmer b'daito im lo sheyavi rayos beruros min hashas. You can't just create a chumra. I mean, you can't create a kula too. Paskening is a double-edged sword, right? If you can't, if you just want to be makel without knowing the halacha, then that's inappropriate and irresponsible. Like Rashi said it earlier, daf beis korach de'etira adif. Because if you know you get a heter, the person must really know what he's talking about. Because if that's a reflection of really knowing the halacha. If somebody paskins l'kula and he doesn't know the halacha, that's irresponsible. If he's machmir, because he doesn't know, that's also irresponsible, like the Rosh here says. And therefore, whenever we think of the chumras, Rabbi Gamliel here was machmir for himself, but he was not machmir for the rest of Klal Yisrael. So this is an important Rosh, and remember all the other rules of chumra, that we've spoken about in the past, if it negatively impacts someone else, right? In Yonah Diyoma, we had the story of Blazim and Azariah at the Seder, where when he was offered to be the Rosh Hashiva, he said, I have to go ask my wife. Meaning even a person who's going to have a tremendous impact and be able to take a position, right, you have to go ask your wife. You're going to be away from the house more often than not, and it's going to impact her. So one has to ask those who it will affect. Okay, not for now. Says the Gemara, Hechidami. Back to the Gemara. So what exactly is the case here that Rabbi Gamliel was machmir like Beis Shammai, that he said it's also to do hatmana, it's also to do insulation, of a food on Yantif for Shabbos. So Hechi Dami, Ida Anach Eruvei Tavshilin. If he said, the person said an Eruv Tavshilin, my time of the Beis Shammai, so why would there be a problem? Why would Beis Shammai say it's Aser? Right, it's mutter. And if you didn't say tafshilin, my time of the Beis Hillel, so why would Beis Hillel say you're allowed to? Mimanavshach. Getting back to the first mission in the parak. So two answers. Answer number one: Amar Rav Huna laolam eimalachad shelo iniach eruv tafshilin. The person did not set an eruv tafshilin. Ukedechayav shorer leRabbanan. He didn't say an eruv tafshilin. Everything should be aser. But Beis Hillel says just to live, to have basic food, that you're allowed to, even without the Erev Tavshilin. And Beis Shammai there says no. Obviously, it's not Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh, you could obviously cook, but it's not Pikuach Nefesh, but just Kedei Chayav. So the Rabbanan would allow it. Ask Rav Shlomo Zalman, why don't you just do Ribu B'Shiurin? Once he's cooking Kedei Chayav, let it be marb in the same pot. Rav Shlomo Zalman said it must be that here is a special gezera against somebody who did not set an Erev Tavshilin. Stop a person who is Marban Yantif, so then you're allowed to Ribu B'Shiurin. But if somebody did not do an Erev Tavshilin, the special Gzeira only up to Kedei Chayev, right here in the Mincha Shlomo. And the Gemara continues, Rav Huna L'Taimei, and Rav Huna must go according to his reasoning. Damar Rav Huna, Mishel Hiniach Eruvei Tavshilin, somebody did not set one, Ofin Lo Pas Achas, Umevashlan Lo Kedera Achas, you have one bread, one Kedera, Umadlikin Lo Es Haner, and you can light him a candle. That's it, basic necessities, what he needs, that's all one is allowed to have without an Erev Tavshilin. Mishum Rabbi Yitzchak Amru, Afson Lo Dakatan, you can also give him a little fish, roast for him a little fish. Tani Nami Hachi, the Braisa also says this, like Rav Huna, Mishalo Hiniach Eruvei Tavshilin, Ofin Lo Pas Achas, Vitomnin Lo Kedera Achas, one bread, one pot, umadlikin lo asaner, and you can light him one candle, umechamin lo kiton echad, and you can warm him up one cup of water, v'yeshomer nafsolon lo dakata. So that is all answer number one of Rav Huna. The Mishnah is about a case where he did not sit in Erev Tavshilin. That's why Beis Shammai is machber, but Beis Hillel matur is because of Kedei Chayev. The Gemara here is giving examples of what we give him, but there's one line in there that the Rishonim pick up on, and that is Madlikin Lo Es Haner. Madlikin Lo Es Haner, that's what we allow him to do, even though he didn't sit in Erev Tavshilin. Do you usually need an Erev Tavshilin for Adlakas Haner? For Adlakas Haner, let's say a person didn't sit in Erev Tavshilin. Could a woman light Shabbos candles without setting an Erev Tavshilin? Does she, have to have that in mind? Tosfos. Mikan mashma shetzarech lahazkir bebirchas Eruv. You see Erev Tavshilin, you see from here. We know by Erev Tavshilin you make a bracha and you say a nosach. The bracha is ala Eruv. Same bracha said by all Eruvin. Right, it's a trivia question that's asked. What's a bracha that you can only make on a Wednesday or a Thursday? Oh, brother, you make. So, Birchas Achama, once every 28 years, that's only on a Wednesday. But what's a bracha you make on a Wednesday or Thursday? Erev Tavshilin, but it's not really true. Because you can make it on a Friday too. It's the same bracha of Erev Tavshilin and Erev Chatzeros and Erev Tchumen. It's all the same bracha. So, but it's really for Erev Tavshilin. It's only on a Wednesday or a Thursday. Either way, Tosfos says, Mikan Mashma, that when you say the Nusach of Erev Tavshilin, you have to say, Yehei Shari Livishule Ula Afuye Udlad Luke Shraga. You have to say that in the Lashon, because it says here, that's what we would allow because there's a Shas HaTzchak. Mashba, that normally you would have to have that in your Erev Tavshilin. The Imbishvil Hadlaka, Lo Hisna, and if before you didn't make the Tzah, you didn't make Erev Tavshilin with Hadlaka in mind, Mashma Hachad, Ye Aser, Lahadlik Lo Rakner, Echad, one candle, Min the Chazina, the Husrach Lahaski, Hadluke Aner, from the fact that the Megorah had to mention it, Mashma, the Aser, Lemish Lo Niach, Lahadlik Lo Rak, Ner Echad. That is Shitas Tosfos. You look in the Rashba here. The Rashba also discusses this. The Rashba says, Ika l'mashma, da'af adlakas aner tzricha erev. There are those that are medayik that from this Gemara. Vitzarech lomar, and you have to say, b'dein yeshari lana luke shraga. And so too, he quotes the Rif. The yesh omrim, but that he quotes the second day, it says maybe not. The enot tzarech, here just quoting what you give in basics, not that you would really need it. Elohacha sidura de shulchan ohu denakat. Just the seder of the shulchan. Mi'ulamaisa shabatam elachmur elameimer hachim. But it's definitely the chanchila, a good idea to mention it. And so says the Shulchan Aruch in Tav Kuf Chav Zayin Yud Beis. The Shulchan Aruch mentions that one should set the Erev Tavshilin and Lechadchila have that in mind. First, the Shulchan Aruch says in Tav Kuf Chav Zayin Yud Tes, Mishalo Erev Mutar Lahadlik Ner Shel Shabbos. Some say that you don't even need this, right? Because for Halakas Aner, you don't need an Erev. Right? You don't have to say it in the Nusach. That's the second day of the Rashba. The Yesh Osrim. But some aser it. Shulchan Aruch has 2 days about this, right? Quoting the other day, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes, Harbe achronim iskimu d'ikr k'dayazu. Many achronim are maskim to this day, that havakas neiros are included. You need to make an erev tafshilin for that. V'lakach anu omrit benusach. That's what we say in our nusach. Bahadin eruva gamzla luke shraga. The gamzen nitar ide ha'erev. It's also nitar. Ella finishes the Mishnah Berurah. Timhiniach erev v'lo amar. If you didn't say it, we're not going to ask you to be the Eved. L'chadchila, you should say it because of those we've shown him. If you didn't say it, we're not going to ask you to be Eved. It's b'meila nigrar gamzeh, because this is nigrar with it. But if you didn't set an Erev Tafshilin at all, then it's going to be Aser. We're going to be machmer like those days. Avol lo inia klal Aser v'rakner echon mutal ahalik b'chol b'chala ofan. L'chadchila, he says, one should be careful in this regard, regarding the language of the Erev Tafshilin. If you want to look back for a minute to the language of the Erev Tafshilin that we have, the Shulchan Aruch says that the language L'chadchila does include that lashon of La'ad Luke Shraga. La'ad Luke Shraga. Okay. Good. There's one other shita of the Taz. The Taz mentions arguing on those Rishonim that seem to say that if you don't mention it, I'll read you the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch that says in Tavkuf Chav Zayin, Sif Chav, the Ramah says, V'miniach Erev v'lo hizkir ha-malachas behedya. If you didn't mention the malachas explicitly, like we do, Ela Omar b'dein yeshari lon l'mevet kol tzarchana. This should matter us for us to do all of our needs. Have a kemish shelo erev klal. If you don't mention anything specifically, the Ramah is machmir. It's like you didn't make an Erev. Says the Taz, T'meidmali. Why? If you didn't say a bracha, it wouldn't be ma'akev. Brachas are not ma'akvos. So why here is it any different? If the Erev is it, why should it be different than missing a bracha? Imhiniach Erev Tafshilin v'lo bira klal mahani, the bracha zayna ma'akvos b'chala Torah kula, via ma'ilo mahani kan, im amar kol tzarcho, migara milo birech klal, just do the act. Right? K'bdume li shein lismocha psak zelach zor levarach shenis. I would not say it's as if you didn't make an Erev, and then if you would make another Erev, you would make a new bracha on that. He says, I would be Yotze with this one, says the Taz, and he ends up saying in another place, if you mentioned some and then left out the candles, okay, that I can understand. But if you didn't mention anything, then it should all be included. So Taz argues on that Ramah. Okay, this is all answer number one. Our Mishnah, when Rabbi Gamliel says he's machmer like Beis Shammai, that's a case where there was no Erev Tafshilin sent. Good. Next. Rava Amar, seventh line. La'olam shehi niach. Maybe the case is where he did set an Erev Tafshilin. This is an Erev Tafshilin, as far as Beis Shammai mat, asir. V'shayni hatmana. Hatmana is different. You could cook, you could do all other things, because it's clear those other things, it looks like you're cooking v'yantiv. Remember, ho'il, you might want it for today. But hatmana, insulation, is specifically, it's known you're doing it for tomorrow. Why else are you being matzmin it now? The muchach hamilsa da'adaita d'shabsa ka'avit. Right, it's muchach that you're doing it for Shabbos, and therefore, it is not appropriate for yantiv even with the Erev Tafshilin. Eisvei Abaya. One second, Abaya says that Hatmana is mutter with an Erev Tafshilin. The Braisa says, Hananya Omer, Beishamay Omer, we had this earlier in the parak. Beishamay Omer ain't ofin. Remember Hananya says that according to Beishamay, you have to be very specific. Whatever you want to do on Yantif, you have to do that process beforehand. Ain't ofin, ela imkin Erev Bepas. Vein mevashlin, ela imkin Erev Betafshil. Baking, cooking, vein tomnim, insulating, ela imkin ha'yilochamin in tunim Erev Yantif. But it's clear that if you did Hatmana beforehand, then you can be Matman on Shabbos, on Yantif, for Shabbos. Even though it's clearly you're doing it for Shabbos, it's still going to be Mutter. And it's included in the Erev Tafshilin. Elam Rabbayah, Sabaya says a different answer. Refining, so to speak, modifying this second shot. Our mission is a case where you did an Erev for the other items, but not for Hatmana. So basically in our Mishnah, Hatmana is just an example. It's not the only item that's excluded for some special reason, a Muchach HaMilsa. No, it's an example of something that you didn't make an Erev for, and the Mishnah is going like Hananya's Beis Shammai. Okay, weiter. Vein zokven es ha-menorah, and one is not allowed. Rabbi Gamliel said he's machlek like Beis Shammai. He did not set up the menorah, the candelabra, on Yontif. Ma'ika Ovid, what's the issue? What's he doing? What's wrong with setting up the menorah? Amar Rav Chinan bar Bisna, hacha b'menorah shel chulios askinan. What does that have to mean? He's just picking something up? No. You're putting something together. It's a menorah that's made out of parts. Demechzi kibone. It appears like bone. It appears like you're building something. Mechzika bone. De Beishamai. So what's the machlokas? De Beishamai savri yesh binyan bekelim v'yesh tira bekelim. Beishamai says, this binyan v'sira bekelim on the daraisa levels. This is mechzika bone. Or Beishel savri, no, in binyan bekelim v'sira bekelim. Beishel says, no, there's no binyan v'sira bekelim. So there's not going to be any mechzi kabona when it comes to a kli. Major machlokes, we had it back earlier on Daf Yud Aleph, and it comes up in a few places in Masechta Shabbos. What does it mean that Beis Hillel holds ein binyan bekelim ve'ein stira bekelim? Right, why? What's the issue? Tosfos notes that the Gemara in Shabbos Memvav says that everybody would agree that a certain menorah shel chulios is aser. So here, how can we say ein binyan ve'ein bekelim? So you somehow have to be mechalik. You might say that Akamar is holding Yesh Binyan Mekelim. Might be a Machlokas HaSugis, some Rishonim say. We'd rather not say that. So Baalei Tosfos in a few places say, including implicitly here, that when it says Ein Binyan Mesir Bekelim, it's not exactly 100% true. There is, even Beis Hillel would agree, Yesh Binyan Mesir Bekelim. When is there no Binyan? If you already have a clean, you're just adding on to it. Just being most of something. Then we say, ain't binyan bekelim. That's what's going on here. This menorah shel chulios, it's a menorah, but you're just adding on more pieces. That's what Beis Hillel would say, ain't binyan v'sira bekelim. But in a place where you're building the entire menorah, it's totally, in parts, and you're gonna build it totally from the beginning? So that of course, Beis Hillel would agree. Yesh binyan bekelim in that circumstance. Right? And that's what the Ramban expands upon in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Beis Mabeis. The two places where this comes up is in the seventh parak, where binyan is described on Daf Ayin Gimel Ayin Dalet Mabeis, and in Shabbos Kuf Beis, the beginning of Parak HaBoneh. The Ramban asks this question. The Ramban says there that Rav holds Chayv Mishum Boneh, and he says, what about in Beitza? Ein binyan bekelim, ein sira bekelim, ar gemara, chav beis man aleph. And here's the Ramban expanding on Baalei Tosfos. And this is very important in terms of defining malachos on when does something boneh, and when is, as we will see, makabe patish. What's included in what? So, says the Ramban, based on Baalei Tosfos, that there can be binyan bekelim. V'yesh lano l'tari, says the Ramban, t'chi amrinan ein binyan bekelim, hani mili bekli shenis parek. A kli that came apart. Kigon menorah shel chulios. Aval hacha ose kli, o misakein kli mitchilaso. Ein lacha binyan gadol mizeh. V'ein zeh nikra binyan bekelim, shehare eino kli. Aval ose kli mikri. You're right, there's no binyan bekelim, but there's asiya bekelim. If you have a kli that's together already, just adding on, that's binyan, there's no binyan. But making the kli in the first place, that's asur. The efshel lefi dazu, and then the Ramban adds, it's possible, according to this opinion, shekol kli, shetzarech uman b'chazara. So, any kli that needs an expert to put it back together, mechayv alei mishum boneh. That's called boneh, the havelik oza tchimi tchlaso. If a layman couldn't put it back together, you need an expert, that's called asiyas kli. Shere mishashen is parek, ve'ena hedya yachol lach zero, batel mitaras kli. When it's taken apart and the head, you can't put it back together, that's batel mitaras kli. Right, where else does this come up? This comes up by Hilchos Tevila. We know there's a major problem and question, how does one mapil a George Foreman? A George Foreman or some other type of electronic item that's used for preparing food. So you have poskim, mikatzel, katzel. Some poskim, there's a minority of poskim that say, the Chalkas Yaakov, that well, it's not really called a kli. Why? Because it's only usable when it's plugged in, and therefore it's mechuba lekarka, karka loses the shame kli, so therefore there's no chiv. Other poskim say, or Shefter once said, that if there's a type of kli that's gonna get ruined, if you tovel it, so then mitzvahs are only up to a certain amount of the item. You're not mechuyev in the mitzvah of tevila to ruin the kli. Others say you should try to tovel it the best you can. The parts that touch the food, but there's another way out. Some say, oh, take it apart and put it back together. Unscrew it and then screw it back together. The only issue is there, you can't just unscrew it and keep the screwdriver in and then put screw it back together. That was never called taking apart. You have to get an electrician. You have to get a professional to take it apart so that a layman wouldn't be able to put it back together, and then he puts it back together. That's called asiya biyad yisrael, and then there is no chiyuv of tevila. So this Ramban, this chiluk, comes up lamaisa also in the world of Tevila. This is Bali Tosfos, this is the Ramban, and others. Who stands in stark contrast to all of these Rishonim? Rashi. Rashi, in a few places. We had it earlier in our Masechta, back on Daf Yud Aleph and Beis, in the Sugya of Hidur Sofa Mishum Tchilasan. Rashi there said, if you remember the first couple of the fifth or sixth wide line, Rashi says that even total making a kli is not bona. Ain binyan mekalim klau. Aye, some Gemaras give off the impression that there is. No, that's Makom HaPatish. All those Gemaras would be Makom HaPatish. It wouldn't be bona. It said Rashi, Va'ose Kliyo Gomro B'yantif O'Bashabes, Mishokim Makom HaPatish U'Mechayiv, Avobinyin V'stira Lo Shayach Bu L'Achayuve B'Siluk V'Chazara. That is Rashi here, Rashi in Shabbos. And that is the machlokas, how to understand binyan v'stira. So lo maisa, there might not be so many machlokos in terms of what's mutter, what's usser, but in terms of what's binyan allowed and what's not allowed. But in terms of categorization, is it bone, is it not kompatish, that would definitely be a machlokas. Okay, weiter. Ula ikla the Bay Reb Yehuda. Ula once visited Bay Reb Yehuda. Kam shami, Ula's servant got up. Zakav la lasharga, and he tilted the oil lamp. Tilted the oil lamp without anybody saying anything. Esve Reb Yehuda l'Ula. Reb Yehuda says to Ula, how do you let him do that? How do you let him tilt the lamp so that it can be extinguished a little bit? Don't we know on Nosin Shimon ben Erechaim Shemavir, if on Shabbos you add oil to a candle, that's an Isser D'Oraisa of Mavir, because now it's going to last longer. If I'm a study man, if you take oil out, Chayim Shemachabe, that's Chayim for extinguishing. And Yantif, this story happened on Yantif, and extinguishing on Yantif is also Asser. So asks Rav Yehuda to Ula. So Amar Lo Avad Atoy, Ula's like, I didn't realize my servant was doing it. Of course it's Asser, I know. I wasn't focusing. Good. What does it mean, mechabe? What kind of kibui here? If you take oil from a candlelight and memela it goes out sooner, in half an hour instead of 35 minutes, says Tosfos, that's called gram kibui. Gram kibui is mutter on yantif. So what is the Gemara talking about? That mistabing yimeno chayim mishum mechabe. So Tosfos says, it has to be talking about a case where it's not gram. Why? Hainu taima. At the second, at the moment that you take out some oil, it doesn't light as brightly. The case must be a case where you did something actively at that moment. And that's why it's going to be a problem. According to this, let me tell you a big chiddush. If you have a wax candle, and it's lit on Yantif, are you allowed to cut the bottom of that wax candle? You want it to burn shorter. So Tosfos says, yes! Because there's no, that's only gram kibui, and that's mutter on yantif. Only where you affect it actively right now is it going to be a problem. That is the sheet of Tosfos. If you look in the Rush here argues. The Rush is in Tezayin says, no. I know the other sources that say gram kibui is mutter on yantif, but all of those are only if you do something external. Like the example given in the Mishnah Shabbos, you put water all around a candle or a fire so that when the fire gets there and spreads there, it will go out. But here, where you are actively touching something that is burning, the Dover HaDolek, says the Rosh, that's going to be Usser, even though it is Gram. The time of the Mestabim and Aner, Mishim Demar Kibuyo, the Afrabanan, the Rab Yossi, Moto Bahai Gram Kibitachayev, the Arkamo Pligi Hassam, Ela Mishim De Eno Nogea, but Dover HaDolek, Ela O said Dover Chutzalo, Hagorim as a Kibuy, Kishakid the Kiyashama Hadlaka, Hadleka, Aval Hacha, the oil and the Psila, Shteyen Gorman is Hadleka, Vamemite Mechel Mehem, Umamaris Kibuyo Chayev. That is the sheet of the Rosh, Machlokas, Tosfos in the Rosh. According to that Rosh, it would be Usser. It would be Usser to cut off the wax from the bottom of the candle on Yantif. What about cutting it before it's lit? Fine, that's allowed. That's what the Torah says. The Beis Yosef thinks it's on purpose. The Torah says cutting it before it's lit, because the Torah holds like Tosfos assumes the Rosh assumes the Beis Yosef. Either way, the Shulchan Aruch says in Tavkuf Yudalid, Ner Shel Shava Sherotel Adliko B'Yantif V'Chasalav Shelo Yisrav Kulo Yochol Litain Svivo Kodem Shiyidvakenu Dover HaManeh Milisarif. He only allows the external Gram Kibui. The Ramah says some are matir to even cut it, but the Ramah is note lechomer. Okay, that's an important machlokas Rishon and Tosfos in the Rush about dealing with the case of Mistapik Meiner B'Yantif. There is a story that's quoted in many different Svarim. I've quoted it more than once in a Parsha Shir before, and that is one time when Reb Chaim was passing through the town of the Imre Emes. He was passing through Varsha, and he asked the Imre Emes, that we know the Medrash tells us that there was a nace, that the candle, the nair, in the Beis HaMikdash, B'derech Nace, was lit for a year, or even more. So he asked Rav Chaim to the Imre Emes, what's so great about that nace? So there's no mitzvah of halakas nid, there's a mitzvah d'arais of halakha that you can't do. You can't do because it's lit already. So, I don't understand. Why is that such a great nace? The Imre Emes answered, look at Beis HaChavbeis. Beis HaChavbeis says, Hanosin Shemen Bener Chayim Mishum Avir. If you put an oil in the candle, you're Chayiv. So if you're Chayiv from Avir, it must be that you'll be Yosef the Mitzvah. So that's what they must have done. They just added a drop of oil every day, and therefore that is good enough. Then that's the story of Reb Chaim and the Imre Emes. But, ask Rav Yashiv on that, but there's also a mitzvah of Dishun. Of the issue of cleaning out the old and putting in the new. So how is it that they did that mitzvah? And Rav Yashiv also asked this on the terrace of the Beis Yosef, to the Beis Yosef's famous kasha of why isn't Chanukah 8 days? So maybe a little bit was left each day and it lit from there. But how could that be? They had to clean it out every day. And if you clean it out, there's nothing left. Says of Zilberstein to answer that question of his father-in-law, maybe not. Maybe the mitzvah of Dishun is only when the candle has gone out. If the light has not gone out, then there's no mitzvah of Dishun. And that's the language of the Rambam. Ner she mitzao shelo kaba misakno, aval ein tzarech ledashno. Right enough to clean it. That's the discussion of the Reb Chaim and the Imre Emes on Reb Yashiv and Reb Zilberstein. Okay, we continue now. Says the Gemara by the two dots right in the middle. Amar Rav, kinva shari. Rav says, kinva is mutter. What is kinva? One is doing something with a wick. Rashi says you are stretching the edges of the wick to become a pcham. Others say it means that you're taking off the black part of the wick. Maybe it's getting the wick ready to light. We know in the days of old, candles lit better when they were lit earlier. That's why husbands used to light the candles otherwise and then put them out so it'll be light better the second time. Either way, kinva shari, so whatever this activity is in the various we've shown him, that is mutter on yontif. What about other cases on yontif? Are the following cases included in the heter of ochel nefesh? Boy minei abba bar marsa meabaya. Mahu lachabos es haner mipnei davar acher. We just said extinguishing. You can't put out fires on yontif. You can put out fires on Yontif. You could light fires on Yontif. Or at least, what we do is to be mosif ar. But you can't extinguish. So what can I extinguish in order for davar acher? What is davar acher? A husband and wife want to be together. But there's a light in the room. There's a light there. And we know that one is not supposed to have a light in the room. It's supposed to be in a makom tsanua. So they want to blow out the candle in order to be involved in hanoas haguf. That's the shiloh here. Is that type of hanoas haguf included in the heter of ochel nefesh? And blowing out the candle, amar lo, efshar bayis acher. Let him find another room. Ein lo bayis acher mai. What if they can't find another room? Efshar lasas mechitza. Put up a mechitza. Ein lo lasas mechitza mai. What if they can't? Efshar lachabos lovas a kli. They can put a kli over it. They can somehow block it out. Ein lo kli mai. Amar le asur. Maskonet that it's asur. Why is it asur? Why is it included in the heter of ochel nefesh? Tosfos in Ksubis daf zayin has a line. That's also the sugya mitoch. Right? Beitzu yud beis in Ksubis daf zayin. That Tosfos says that putting the candle out is only called machshire ochel nefesh. It's too much separate from the act itself. It's not like cooking leading to the eating. It's too separate, and therefore just considered machshirim, which are not allowed on yontif itself. Eisvei, is that really true? We would not allow kibui in this case. Eisvei, ei mechabenes habakas, kidei lachus alaho. You're not allowed to extinguish the log if you want to save it in order to use it in the future. V'mishvil shlo yisashi nabayis. But if you're doing it because you don't want the house to get smoky, o akidei remutter. So you see, if it's for a certain type of hana, it is mutter. On Yontif. So what's the difference between the case of Davar Acher of Tashmish and the case here? So Amar Lei, it's really a machlokas. Hahi Rabbi Yehuda, that is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda who says later on that Machshiri Yochon Nefesh or Mutter. Right? Ki Kamina Anol Rabbanon. We're talking about according to the Rabbanon. Period. That's one Shiloh. Next Shiloh. Boy Minei Abayim Eirava. Ma'u Lachabos Es Hadleika B'Yontif. Can you put out a fire on Yontif? So, hey, chadika, sakana, stafasha, slokami boile, dafila bishabashari. If it's bikuach nefesh, obviously, you could put out the fire. Kikami boile, mishum ibun mamon. My, what about if it's just ibun mamon? If it's cause one's gonna lose money. So, on Shabbos, one has to give all the way all their money, not to violate Shabbos. So, ibun mamon is usur. just because of Ibn Ramon on Yantif, on Shabbos. What about Yantif? Amar Lei Aser, it's also Aser. Eisayim v'akhabin es abakas, k'dei lachas aleho, v'mishoshli is ashin abayis o'kdeiro mutter. Same shaila as before. I hear of Yehudi, k'amina anal rabbanan. So also, it would be Aser, that would not be included in the heter of Mitoch. Next question. Mahu lichos ha'ayin b'yantif. Can one color their eye on Yantif? What's the issue here? Rashi says we're talking about an issue of refuah. You want to put it on for refuah. Is there the same gezerah of shchika samamonim? Because you're getting benefit, so maybe this type of benefit is included in the heter of ochel nefesh. So hey chadika sakana, the same thing. If this pikuach nefesh could go and re-raditza dama dimasa v'kadachta v'techlas uchla, all these types of cases of sicknesses, lo mibayli. That's not shayla, that filu b'shabbos shari, even by Shabbos is mutter. A big discussion in the Rishonim here, and also Rashi quotes the Mishnah, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chafches, in terms of a limb. Obviously, somebody's life's in danger, so that's Pikuach Nefesh is Docha. What about the loss of usage of a limb? Is that also Docha? Which type? Any internal organ for sure is Mutter, because that's Safek, Pikuach Nefesh, Mamish. But what about if it's an external limb? So is one allowed, and even if one is allowed, then one is obligated to violate Shabbos. What about if it's a certain sense? What about for sight, or for hearing, or for smell? All discussed by the Rishonim, whether that's included. So that might be at least related to lichol ha'ayin. So if it's bikoach nefesh, for sure it's mutter. Kikami bayli, sof ochlo pitzuchei eina. What about if it's just to improve? It's not gonna, to improve the vision, Rashi says, but it's not mamish, a case of Pikuach nefesh. So my amar le'aser. So that's also us. That you don't go that far. Eisvei. Same question. Ein machabenas abekatz v'sharna leki d'shaninon. So all of these have the same limitation that it's really a machlokas tanoim. A meimar shari lemichal ein ami nachri b'shabsa. A meimar allowed a nachri to color an eye on Shabsa. Ika da amri a meimar gufei kochle ein ami nachri b'shabsa. A meimar himself. Not that he only allowed it for someone else, but he himself did it. He himself had the nachri do it to him. Amalei Ravashi l'Ameimer, my daitech, Ameimer, how do you allow it? Damar Ula Breder of Eloi, is it because of the statement that Kol Tzarchei Chola Osin Al Yidei Nachri B'Shabbos? Is it because that anything for a Chola, you could ask a Nachri, even a Chola Sheh Ein Bo Sakana? We know the different levels of Chola. Chola Sheh Yish Bo Sakana, even a Jew could do a Daraisa. Chola Sheh Ein Bo Sakana is one level down. A Jew could do a Durabanan for a Chola Sheh Ein Bo Sakana. A Jew could take medicine for a chola she'ein bo sakana. If somebody has the flu and is sick in bed, if whatever the other examples of chola she'ein bo sakana is, you can't be at the Shabbos table. So a Jew could do a derabanan, and a non-Jew could even do a daraisa. So the fact that Ula Breda Rabbi Loi says that all tzarchem, the needs of a chola she'ein bo sakana, can be done by a nachri on Shabbos. V'yamar v'amnuna, called a she'ein bo sakana, omer l'nachri va'ose, and v'amnuna also says anything that's not bo, that's not mishum sakana, it's not pikuach. You could tell a nachri, omer l'nachri v'yose. You could ask an andru to do. But is that why you matter these cases? Hani mili hechad lo mesayah ba'ade. All those cases where you don't help out. Avomar kam mesayah ba'ade. But here, meimar, you helped out. You put out your eye. So the person, the guy, was able to color. To amitzu patak. You opened, you closed. So if you're involved in the malacha, you're mesayah. Who said that's included? Omar lei, ika, Rav Zvita, kai kavaser. You're right, Rav Zvita is like you. Vishaini lei, and I answered him. Rav Zvita asked the same question, but I answered him, Misayeya ein bo mamish. A helper ein bo mamish. Misayeya bo mamish, that's the principle. It's quoted in Shabbos also. If somebody can do the malacha without me, they don't need me, then I'm not going to be included in the Yisr Darai. So say ein bo mamish, and therefore, it is not a problem. Good. Big discussion. There's a Gemara in Makas Daf Chaf, which seems to say Misayeh Yishba Mamish. The case of Makif and Nikaf. Similar case of having your eye colored or having somebody's payas cut off. So that is a question that the Rishonim here and there ask. Over here it sounds like Misayeh Ainbo Mamish, and that Gemara see the same Misayeh Yishba Mamish. So what is the difference between the cases? If you look in the Ritva, look in the Ritva there in Maseches Makas on the Chaf Mabeis, he quotes an answer, which is also quoted here by the Shiduku Betzes in Beisa right here. I'll read it first from the Shita. V'yafa gav to hasab in Makas amrin on gabi akafa. D'yesh bo mamish in yano lufi mekomo. Each context you have to look at separately. Hecha shehu yacha belo siyua chaveiro amrin on ein bo mamish. If he could do it without me totally, ein bo mamish. But here, Avagav Delo Efshel Michal Ela Bida Amitsu Pasach. But he can't really do it unless I open and close my eye. It's not so clear that you're helping him. I open and close my eyes all day. That's really a helping? All day I'm opening and closing my eyes. Over there in Makkah, it's efshar below Siyu Chaveira. I have to bend. I have to show him where to go. I have to be able to tilt my head so he could really shave it properly. That's a Misayeya Yesh Bo Mamash. But in our Gemara, Ein Bo Mamash. Very important sugya. Again, a very large sugya. But the two Gemaras that are discussed by the Rishonim is here, Beis HaChav Beis, and Makkah's Daf Chaf Amid Beis. Vaiter. A Meimer Shara L'michal Ein Abiyad of Shein Shara Shashana. A Meimer even allowed it to be done on Yontif Sheni, the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Amar Rashi Amemar, how can you allow that? We had earlier in the Masechta. V'yamar Rava, meis b'Yontif Rishon, yis'asku bo Amamin. If somebody dies on Yontif Rishon, the Amamin, then other nations could be involved in the Kvura. B'Yontif Sheni, yis'asku bo Yisrael, on Yontif Sheni, even Jews could do it. V'yafilu v'shei yevim tovim shal Rosh Hashanah, even on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, ma'she ein kein b'beitza. Unlike Beitza for Kvura, for Tzara, Kavad Abrias, we would allow it. But for an egg, right, Nola Bazeh, Asur Bazeh, why? Because Kedusha Achas Ein. Right, we assume we treat Rosh Hashanah as Kedusha Achas. And we're not Mekel on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. We're only regarding Mace. So how could you allow Kachal? Amalei, I know, I can Ardoi Sfirali. No, I hold like Nardoi. Damri Afbe Beitza, like we had earlier, Nardoi was Mekel. Even regarding an egg, you can be make on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Demai daitech, duma ma'abri le'elo, what are you worrying about? That elo might be 30 days? Hamar evchinna barka'ana mimos ezra ve'elech lomatsina elo ma'ubar. Elo's never been ma'ubar. Elo is always 29 days. It always works out. One or two times in the history, right, earlier, right, when the Edom came late that time. It was the only time. But besides that, elo is never ma'ubar. Okay. Last and final case of the Mishnah, Reb Gamliel was Machmir, regarding Hatmana, regarding Zakifas Menorah, and then the baking. He didn't make the thick pas, but he made the thin pas. Tana Rabbanon, Beishamai Omrim, Ein Ofin Pas Ave BePesach. Let's talk about Pesach specifically. Right, Beishamai says you can't make thick bread on Pesach. Why? Chashash Chimutz. Maybe it's not going to be baked totally well inside. Rabbi Yisrael Matir, and Rabbi Yisrael says, no, it is mutter. V'kama pasave, how tall is pasave? Amar Avuna Tefach. Even a tefach is still called pas. Shekein matzinu b'lechem haponim. Because after all, we find by the lechem haponim. Tefach, lechem haponim or tefach high, is called lechem haponim. Because it has a face, and the Gemara says at the beginning of Sukkah that the minimum height of a face is a tefach, and the lechem haponim are matzahs. They're matzahs, they're not chametz, and therefore, that's how you know that's the minimum shear that's still called matzah. Matzah of Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, how could you bring me a raya from the lechem up the lechem upon him to every day? Im amru bizrizin, yomer b'sheinan zrizin. Fine, by the kohanim that are involved in the Beis HaMikdash, they're zaris. Based on that, you're going to allow anybody in their own home. Im amru pasamela. If you allow by pasa mela, meaning very worked bread, they don't stop working the bread by the lechem apanim. They keep refining it and refining it. Yomer pasha ena mela. It's now by bread that's maybe people leave alone, so it might rise. Im amru ba'itzim yaveshim. If you would say it by dry wood, we know the wood in the Beis HaMikdash was very, very dry. Right? There were the Kohen and Bali Mumin were put in charge of checking if any type of wood is too wet, it might be wormy, you don't use it. And even after Tu B'Av, one of the six reasons that we celebrate Tu B'Av is that that's when they stop checking the wood for worms. Because after that, it might be a little moist. They didn't use any of that. It had to be dried and checked by Tu B'Av. So, Mamar Be'etzim Yaveshim, Yomar Be'etzim Lachim, while everybody else uses moist wood. Im Amr B'Tanur Cham, and the Beis HaMikdash was a boiling hot oven. Yomar B'Tanur Tzonein, would you allow it also by a cold oven? Im Amr B'Tanur Shal Matechas, Yomar B'Tanur Shal Cheres, right, the oven had to be metal, because it was a klisha race. So, how could you bring the lechem upon him as a model? So, Amr of Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Sheila says, Rebbe B'Yichud, I asked Rebbe this question, Umanu Rav, who, Rav, my pas ave pas meruba. Pas ave doesn't mean thick bread, it means many breads. Many breads, that's the question, that whether you can make many breads, that's the machlokas. Beishamai and Beisilo. Ikadami, Amr Avir Baraba, Amarav, or same story, different people. Sheol says, Rebbe Biyichud, Umanu Rabbeinu HaKadosh, my pas ave, pas meruba. But my karele pas ave, why'd they call it thick bread if it just means many breads? Mishum de nefisha belisha, it just means there's a lot of kneading going on. Inami, or basri da haitana, pas meruba, pas ave karele, that's what they used to call it. Fine. Says the Gemara, okay, michti mishum de katarach tircha de lotzarachu. Now that we've established that pas avim means pas meruba, and the issue must be because we don't want you to have extra tirchas, say ma'ariya pesach. So why is it dafka that Beis Shammai Hillel argue on pesach, I feel like b'shayim tovim nami, even on other yamim tovim, like our Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel holds like Beis Shammai, it doesn't give any sense that it's only pesach. So the Gemara says in a chinami. It does, it's a machlokas by all the yamim tovim. V'tana b'yantif to pesach, de ka'i. The Tana beyond the Pesach Koy, and the Tana was involved in giving a shir on Pesach, so he mentioned it in the context of Pesach. But it applies outside on Sukkot and Shavuos also, and that's why our Mishnah is in Meseches Beitza. Tani Nami Hachi, Beisham Mayomrim, Ein Ofen Pas Merube, Beyontif, Ubeis Hillel, Matirin. Fine. Next Mishnah. Second to last Mishnah here in our third to last Mishnah, fourth, the Kol Mishnah, they broke up the Mishnah on the next daf into three or four parts. Anyway, as we continue, says the Mishnah, Af hu amar lo shlosha d'ram lahakel, Rabbi Gamliel wasn't just a machmir. He also said three halachos likula. Number one, mechabdin beis hamitos. He was allowed to sweep. He allowed sweeping between the beds. Between the beds on Yontif. What is the issue? The chash is that one might smooth the ground, be mashve gumos, so when it's allowed to be mashve gumos, an isser of charisha on Yontif, right? That's not one of the malachas that is mutter. And he allowed that, mechad beis hamidos. Why did he allow it? Because he was not choshesh for a little space in between the beds, just a little space, and the Ran's lashon is, alright, what about muksa of the dirt? No, it's totum menatzad, simchas Yontif, so we're not worried about that. So you're allowed to do that, he allowed. Umanichin is a mugmar biyantav, and he allowed to put spices in order to cause something to smell. We'll see what the something is. Biyantav. The osingadim akulis b'leli psachim, and that's related to tomorrow's daf, and he allowed them to make a roasted goat on Leil Pesach, even though it kind of looks like achilas kashim bachutz. Rabbi Gamliel allowed all these three items, the chachamim osrim, and the chachamim asered in these three cases. So Amar Ravasi, let's at least speak about the first machlokas today. Amar Ravasi, even before the Gemara is going to talk about the second one. The first one, Mechabden Beis Hamidos. Halacha l'maisa, halacha l'maisa, that is a big issue. One is not allowed to sweep a stone floor on Shabbos or Yontif because of Hashvuye Gumos. What about a tiled floor outside? Somebody has a deck. Or one is allowed to sweep a deck outside. There's a big discussion in the postkim. Is there a low plug that you're not allowed to sweep floors outside? Inside a house, for sure everything's mutter because all of our floors are tiled. Outside the house, somebody has a tiled deck. Are you allowed to sweep that on Shabbos? That is a big question because it could be that they have a low plug for all outdoor floors because of Hashvuye Gumos. That's a look in the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Lamed Zayin. That's where it is discussed in the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha. Weiter. Amar Avasi, but relating to the second Machlokas in the Mishnah, that you're allowed to put the Mugmar on Yontif. What type of Mugmar? What are you starting to, what do you want, to smell nice? Amar Avasi, Machlokas Ligamer. The Machlokas, says Avasi, is when they used to, when they finished making clothing, they used to put a sweet-smelling item underneath the begadim in order to make them smell good. So when a person wore them or bought them, it smelled good. That's legamer. Avalahariyah, but stam, to burn in order to create a sweet aroma, divrei hakol mutter. So that is for sure mutter. Even based the other shitas, the chachamim matter. The only machlokas is about the gemar kli element of putting it under the clothing. So meisvei ein mechadin esam beis hamitos biyantiv. But the brisa says otherwise. The brisa says you can't sweep. Quotes the all the machlokos, but a little more in depth. You're not allowed to sweep between the mitos biyantiv. Veshal beis rabbi gamliel mechadin. The hazar rabbi gamliel, they used to sweep between the beds. Amar rabbi elazar bar tzadok pa'amim harbi nechnasi achar abba lebeis rabbi gamliel. Many times they followed him below hay mechadin esam mitos biyantiv. They wouldn't el mechadin osam erev yantiv. What they did was they swept before Yantif, upersonal Amsadin, and they put sheets down so nobody would step on it and the dust wouldn't rise. Lamachar, Kisha Archim, Nechnasim, and when the guests came in, the next day they pulled off the sheet. Mesalkinis Asadinim, Venimsa, Bayas, Meschabein, Me'elov, and Me'ela, everything was neat. That's what they did. Amrulan, they said to him, no, Imkein Afa Shabbos Mutter Lasos Kain. If that was the real story, even Shabbos, that would be Mutter. But we heard, Armasar, that he actually allowed the sweeping. The Ein Manichin Esa Mugmar Biyantif, the second Machlokas. He didn't allow Mugda Chacham, hold, you can't have, put down Mugmar on Yantif. Vishabesh Rabbi Gamliel Manichin, and Rabbi Gamliel allowed it. Amr Rabbi Lazar Tzadok, again, he had heard a different story. Pa'amim Har Binachnasti Achar Abba Beis Rabbi Gamliel. Velohe Manichin Esa Mugmar Biyantif. He wouldn't allow any Mugmar. Elmavian Ardasko Shel Barzel. He brought Ardasko Shel Barzel. These are types of iron balls, Rashi describes. Uma Ashtonos Amayerav Yantav. They would fill them with a very strong scent. Upokagin Nikveyem, May Erav Yantav. They would close up the holes from Erav Yantav. Lamachar, Kisha Orchim Nichnasim, Poschim Es Nikveyem, Benim Sabais Bisbarga Emailov. And the next day, they would bring in the, open up the holes, and the house would smell great. If that's what they did, it would be even more on Shabbos. And this is Machlokas about Yantif. So that's where they argue on both Mesoras of Rebbe Eliezer for Reb Sadok. So, but you see from here that the Machlokas is even about making it smell good, not just about doing it to clothing. A different limitation of the Machlokas. Last line, Amar Avasi, Machlokas Lahariach. The Machlokas in our Mishnah is only when you are creating a smell in order to smell. That's the Machlokas of a Lagamer. When it comes to making clothing smell good, Usser, that is for sure Usser. Even according to Reb and Gamliel. Okay, we'll have to stop here. B'Hashem, we'll continue, B'Hashem, with the last stop here in the second parak next time. Okay, we'll stop here.